Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Hale. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Leppard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ray Moore. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Smith reaches second base with a double. Philly throws the ball into Marsh, who tags Smith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Abrams moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Marsh settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Marsh. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland bunts towards third. Causey juggles the ball. That's an error on Causey. Doby scores. Woodling moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodling tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Smith moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen moves to third. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-1 in the game. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dyke moves to second. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-1 in the game. Leppert hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 2 in the game. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ferris Fain now playing first base. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0 for 2 in the game. Leppert hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires to first and picks off Doby. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith pinch hits for Ray Moore. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Hal Brown pinch runs for Hal Smith. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-3 in the game. Abrams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Don Mossie now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Abrams moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dyke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Abrams scores. Philly moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Philly scores. Dyke moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyke scores. It's 4-3, Orioles. Ray Narlski now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-3 in the game. Leppert takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Dave Pope pinch hits for Fred Marsh. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing shortstop. Chuck Deering now playing center field. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Dave Philly now playing left field. Caldale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.